Another beautiful thing is in the New Testament today, when the man came and said, "My father's died," he's a high-ranking official in the city. Jesus gets up to go check it out. Of course, the woman that was hemorrhaging was in this story. But when Jesus gets there, literally there is a funeral party going on. A hired group of people that have been brought in to wail and cry and mourn professionally. And their aim is to just whip everyone up into a frenzy of grief. And Jesus says, "Knock it off. She's not dead. She's asleep." And in other translations, it brings it out differently than here in the Message. They start laughing at him. They don't just tell him that he doesn't know what he's talking about. They start cracking up. So their professional mourning turns to humor and laughing at Jesus. That's short-lived, though. Jesus goes in and grabs the little girl by the hand and says, "Daughter," and she gets up alive. Freaks everybody out. That ends that session of mourning, of course. I think what jumps out to me in this is that Jesus knows what's going on. And it goes right back to the proverb, "Trust God with all your heart. He will direct your paths." Jesus knows what's going on here. He knows that this little girl isn't dead. He calls it out, says she's just sleeping. Conventional wisdom is that she is dead. The mourners are already called in. The funeral has already started, basically. And they're laughing at him. And it wasn't just a matter of faith. Jesus said she wasn't dead. So he didn't raise her from the dead. She was asleep. The point is, Jesus knows what's going on. And no matter what our conventional wisdom, no matter what it is we are looking at circumstantially, no matter how much we think we know, we don't always. But Jesus does. And Jesus has sent his Spirit to guide and comfort us all the days of our lives.